You've crushed it. You've made millions. But let us ask you something. If you stop working today, how long would it all last? For most people, that answer, it's not great.
Right now, everything you have built, your house, your car, the vacations you love, relies on you. If you stop, the money stops.
That's exactly why we created a community for people just like you. No fluff, no hustle or energy, just real self-made millionaires helping each other create wealth that actually lasts.
Ready to build a legacy? Join us now at join.builtbeyondme.com and take the first step towards lasting wealth.
Imagine this, no more grinding for another 10, 15, or 20 years just to keep everything afloat. What if your wealth could start working harder than you do?
In our community, we'll show you how to invest in income-producing assets like multifamily properties and build-to-rent developments. No messy tenant management, no complicated learning curve, just real scalable wealth.
It's not about making millions anymore. It's about keeping it, growing it, and passing wealth beyond you.
Don't just make millions, make them last. Build a future, build freedom. Join our community now at join.wealthbeyondme.com. And that is join.wealthbeyondme.com.
The average American will pay $524,625 in taxes in their lifetime. Let that sink in. Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve. That's 34.7% of their total estimated lifetime earnings gone. And a third of your life's work is handed over to Uncle Sam. But for high-income earners, it gets even worse. In 2021, a report shows that the top 5% of earners, those making $252,840 and up, paid over $1.4 trillion in taxes. That's 66% of the entire national income tax bill, shouldered by just 5% of the taxpayers. At the top 10%, the figure climbs to 76%. Stretch it to the top 50% and they're covering 97.7% of the national tax bill. That's right, the top 50% is paying virtually everything. Here's something very important that everyone needs to understand. Not all incomes are taxed equally. This $100,000 and this $100,000 might look identical on surface, but they're actually worlds apart. How much of it you get to keep depends entirely on how it's earned. One feels like a hard-earned victory, a thrill. The other feels like a sucker punch. Your money swiped before you even see it. Why does this matter? Because if you don't figure out how to shift the balance, you'll stay stuck, frustrated, heartbroken, watching your efforts evaporate into thin air. It's not about how much money you make. It's about how much you keep. And if building a legacy, real wealth is your goal, this is the line in the sand. So why should you listen to us? Over the past 6 years, we've helped our investors save over $93 million in taxes. And here's the best part, it's not as hard as you think. In this episode, we're going to pull back the curtain. We're going to show you why how you earn your income matters more than how much you earn. We'll explore how high-income earners can legally pay less in taxes, and we'll arm you with the strategies to keep more of your hard-earned cash. All else being equal in life and taxes, it's a nice thought, but it's dead wrong. Robert Kiyosaki nailed it with his cash flow quadrants. Each quadrant, employee, self-employed, business owners, investors, comes with its own tax realities. Employees, E, highest tax burden. Federal taxes range from anywhere from 10 to 37%. You work hard, you spend hard, and you keep the economy moving, but the system isn't designed to reward you. Self-employed, S, the grind gets real. You pay the same federal taxes as employees, plus around 15% payroll taxes. Running your own show is great, but unless you're creating jobs or massive value, the tax code isn't cutting you any slack. Business owners, B, now we're talking. Business owners create jobs. The minimum threshold is 500 jobs. They innovate and they drive the economy. The reward, tax incentives galore, deductions, depreciation, and credits. The results, a much lower effective tax rate. Investors, I, this is the golden quadrant. Investors fuel growth. They get rewarded with capital gains rates as low as 0% and tax referral tools. Tax burden, practically non-existent. Here's the truth. The sooner you move your income to the investor quadrant, the better. That's where the game changes, especially for high net worth individuals. And real estate, it's the king of tax advantaged assets. Take a straight line depreciation, buy a property for $500,000, the land is worth $100,000. So you depreciate the $400,000 building over 27 and a half years. Divide that together, it comes out to $14,545 deduction every single year. So while straight line depreciation sounds great, it doesn't hold water when compared to its big sis, bonus depreciation. Bonus depreciation isn't just a tax break, it's a wealth accelerator. Here's how it works. Instead of waiting decades to spread your tax deductions, bonus depreciation lets you front load them. You get massive tax savings upfront immediately. For multifamily investors, this is gold. Why? Because you're not just deducting the value of property over 27 and a half years. You're actually accelerating those deductions for things inside as well. Appliances, flooring, even the HVAC system. Stuff that would normally take 5 to 15 years to depreciate, you can write it off in the first year. Yes, the first year. This is game-changing, and it's why bonus depreciation is every multifamily investor's favorite tax hack. Here's what it does. Immediate tax savings, more cash in your pockets, better returns for investors, and the power to offset income from other sources legally. It's not just a deduction. It's a strategy to build your wealth faster. Now, let's talk about a real-world example that will blow your mind. Here's one of our recent multifamily apartment syndication. Investor A invested $100,000 into a 100-plus unit multifamily complex in Fort Worth, Texas. Here's what happened next. At tax time, they received a K-1 showing $112,000 depreciation deduction. Yes, $112,000. That's 112% of their initial investment amount. This is actually their K-1. Cue the phone calls. Did you lose money on this deal? Why does it say that I'm down $112,000? No, you did not lose any money. This wasn't a cash loss. It's a paper loss, a strategic paper loss. So what does it mean for those investors? It meant that they can offset the $112,000 of other passive income. Passive income? Covered. If they were a real estate professional, even their active income was offset. Think about it for a second. Invested $100,000, shielded from $112,000 of passive income of taxes legally. Fast forward 27 months, resold that property. But here's how it gets even better. If they played it smart and used their K-1 paper loss, they could offset their gains they made legally, which means that they could keep more of their wealth. No more splitting profits with Uncle Sam, no extra tax bill, just pure amplified wealth. But here's the catch. The 100% bonus depreciation rule has been fading out. In 2025, it will drop to 50%. Eventually, it'll phase out completely. Does that mean it's over? Not at all. It just means that now is the time to act. Why bonus depreciation still wins? Even as it faces down, bonus depreciation remains one of the most powerful tools available, especially for multifamily investors. For syndication, it's a no-brainer. A 50% bonus depreciation is still significantly higher than any deduction you can get. But all hopes isn't lost. There's still some hope that President Trump's second administration will usher back the age of 100% bonus depreciation, as he was the one who implemented it back in 2017. As they say, once a real estate developer, always a real estate developer. This isn't a guarantee, but I like our chances. Now, MinDevest strategies means nothing if you don't avoid the tax traps that snare so many investors. Here's some of the most common pitfalls and how to sidestep them like a pro. Number one, this is a really important one. Tax strategies aren't set it and forget it, not like Ron Paul Peel. The rules change, tax law shifts. What worked last year, it can wreck you this year. So make sure that you stay on top of the game, make sure you stay engaged, stay sharp, and keep evolving your strategies if you want to win. Number two, overlooking your entity structures. Your entity structure isn't just paperwork, it's a weapon. LLCs, S-Corp, something else, the wrong choice, it can drain thousands of dollars from your bottom line. But the right one, it unlocks tax breaks, protections, and massive advantages. Don't guess, get it right. Number three, try to DIY your tax strategy. This isn't a DIY project. It's not a Google and hope for the best. Your taxes are a battlefield. You need experts who specialize in real estate, not generalists, not your cousin's CPA or your new friend ChatGPT to file your taxes through. The right team? Worth every penny. They'll save you far more than they cost. Go pro or pay the price. Now that your tax strategy is locked in, go watch this episode to turn that extra cash into generational wealth, making your kids and their kids rich.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.